Welcome to my Stronger Than You Think podcast. I'm your host, Sarah, and I am here with my friend Sabina. We don't know each other super well, but we run in similar circles. And at the different points that I've heard her story, I just thought I want to get her on. So she agreed, and so I'm actually going to have her go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe where you're from, pronounce your last name, things like that would be awesome.
Okay. Hi, Sarah. It was lovely to meet you because we actually met like literally 1 week ago when I messaged you. I reached out because you had a podcast with Allison, and Allison was very close to me 1 year ago. I actually started because of Allison, my entrepreneurial journey. So that was cool. And she is cool though. So I connected because of her with you, and I just loved it. I listened to the podcast and super cool, honestly. So yeah.
Good.
And my name is Sabina. I'm 23 years old. Can't believe I'm 23. Yesterday I was 18.
Right.
No. Yeah, but time flies. And I'm living in UK, but originally I'm from Czech Republic, but I live in UK for 5 years already. But when I came here, my English wasn't that good as it is now. Well, I think it's better than.
It's fantastic. I speak another language too, and it's hard. It's hard to learn another language. So you're doing wonderful.
Thank you. And yeah, we are running in similar circle, I think, because we know Eileen. We are in Eileen's group, and I think we are kind of into self-development and the mindset stuff also. And yeah, that's the introduction of me, I can say.
Awesome. So that's cool. You started your entrepreneurial journey with Allison, with
Yes.
like her 0 to 100K course, or what did
Yes.
you
Yes.
start? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I took that course, and I dove deep into it, and I wanted to have my own Etsy shop with cute little mugs, and it would be like motivational mugs with the motivational quotes,
Yeah.
especially in the morning. This is what I needed, so I made it for couples, but then I realized it's nothing for me because, unfortunately, I didn't really find myself in it. So in May, well, I did it for 4 months. And then in May, I found Myron Golden and Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins. And this is where different type of world opened up for me.
Nice. That's really cool. So that's interesting that you wanted to make motivational things. I actually did too. I can't remember if I mentioned that, and I don't see any right now, but I made like little magnets that said like I am enough and I am strong. And so that's really fascinating. I didn't know that about you. So you and I did like similar things. And I don't know about you, but for me, like you have to do technology. And you and I were talking before this that like technology is not our favorite thing. And so
Yes.
maybe, I don't know, that's part of what stopped me is like, oh, I don't have to make this stuff. And anyways, it was not fun. But the principles and the things that I learned from that, the stick-to-itiveness and the it's not gonna probably work the very, very first time and all these different things. So that's interesting because I found Allison about 3 years ago, and then about a year ago was when I found Tony Robbins as well. And then after that, Eileen was actually on one of Allison's podcasts, and that's how I found Eileen. So it's interesting, like we all like it's all similar, but we found
Yeah,
it a little bit different. That's cool.
that's cool because I found Eileen because of Myron,
Oh, okay.
because she was student of Myron. Yeah, she was learning from Myron, learning from the best.
That's awesome. So, what is it that you do or you're developing? Like where are you hoping to go with all this? Like what's your dream? Like dream big. Don't like I think it's so easy to be like, well, here's a small, but like what's your like if you could say this is the thing I want to do and it would happen tomorrow, like what's the thing?
I would like to. Whew, okay.
Yeah, go for it. Just be brave.
All right. Well, I have been thinking about it, but lately, because I am helping a lot with stuff for business to my partner, I completely, to be honest, switched off this mode about me, and I am just literally just like a sponge. I'm just basically soaking all the informations, all the knowledge at the moment. I'm studying at Milet, and that guy is pretty cool also. So
Okay.
yeah, I'm studying him now, reading the books, and he's having some fun podcasts also. So I've been listening lately him, but when Myron Golden is live on YouTube, I'm just switching because he's the most important for me at the moment. But yeah, so all the motivational but kind of self-development stuff I'm listening to still, but my main focus half year already is just to help my partner to. To be honest, at the moment we are just trying to, not trying, we would like to go out from England somewhere where it's nice weather because we are here for 5 years and the weather is horrendous. And that's the only, like, that's the main reason. The people are lovely here. And I think if I were to dream big at the moment, as you said, for me, it would be to start helping people as I used to be 4 years ago, because the mindset I had, the way I was raised, I believe the young people from our country are the same, because unfortunately our country, I can see it here. After I'm living here after 5 years, I'm living here in UK. The mindset, we are just 2 hours apart, like flight wise. And it's horrendous how people think here, how friendly they are, and the mindset we have in our country. And it's also connecting together with history and everything. And it's just horrendous how different it is.
Interesting. So, you made me, this is cool. I always enjoy like where conversations go. Because so my podcast is Stronger Than You Think, and the reason it's called that is because I think everybody is so much stronger than they realize. And I love that you said you want to teach people like who you were 4 years ago. And what's always fascinating to me is 5 years ago, so you were still the person probably you were 4 years ago as well, right? 5 years ago, with whatever mindset you had, you were brave enough and strong enough and I don't know, had enough in you that you left and went somewhere new. So even though maybe you weren't where you wanted to be in your mind 5 years ago, even with where you were, look at what you did. Like, I don't know, was it hard to leave? I have not ever experienced this. I don't know what it's like to leave one country. I mean, I lived in Spain for a year and a half, but that was choice, like both ways. It was an easy thing that I did. So, was it hard to leave your country?
Well, to be honest, I was 17 that time, and I left because of the school. I had a chance to have a practice here in England to have a, yeah, practice, and I was interested, so I took the opportunity, and me and my boyfriend flew over here just for a summer to take a job and learn the language. That was the first thought. But after 2 months, I was leaving with tears. I was like, I don't want to go back.
Oh,
Honestly.
interesting.
Like, the life here and people were. I know it's not everywhere because we are living literally in a small village, let's say, but because it's very touristical, the place where we live in the Lake District is very popular, and everyone from Scotland, Ireland, London, they are coming all here and they are just enjoying. And I think that's maybe why they are too friendly, but it may be it introduced to me like this kind of world, like people don't have to be just rude, because that's most of the people in our country. Not rude, but kind of mean. And they would never say hi in the street, just like that, or in the restaurant. They would never ask you, how are you? Even though it's just polite. Never.
Really?
Yes. So, but you said you've been living for 1.5 year in Spain. How you felt? Because it's in Europe. Yeah, it's in Europe. And you are from US, so have you felt the difference?
Yeah, that it was very different. It was when I was 21. I lived there for a year and a half. What's funny is I'm from the West Coast of the United States of America. So I'm from a state called Oregon. And it's funny because Oregon, we're all like, I don't know, bunch of hippies and like there's a whole lot of other things, but like that's kind of my heart is like super hippie. But what's funny was I noticed one of the biggest things that I noticed was like when we would talk, like the distance between humans and talking was like massive. Like you have this huge distance. And in Spain, like you would just talk like face to face and people would be like right up in you and talking at you and stuff. And so when I came back, that's how I was. And even my family was like, you are so close. Like, could you back up just a little bit? Give me a little more personal space. So I loved Spain. I absolutely loved living there. And I mean, I look Spaniard and I found out once I came back that actually our ancestors are from Spain. And so when I was there, I had like long curly hair, and it was right when Titanic came out. And it was, oh my gosh, what the heck's her name? Emma. Anyways, I can see her, the girl on Titanic. So I had like long curly hair, and they're like, oh my gosh, you look like her.
Oh, Rose.
And yeah, Rose. Yeah. Yeah, look like Rose. And so that was a lot of fun. But I loved Spain. But yeah, it's a very different, it's cool to see the different cultures.
Definitely.
And yeah, it was a lot closer, kind of in my face, I guess. The social part of it was really, really close. So that was a lot of fun. But I learned the language as well really quickly. And it sounds like you did. I mean, in 2 months, you felt like you had a pretty good grasp of the language in England.
I don't think so. Well, okay. So, in our country, we are. I used to learn English ever since I was in the kindergarten, but it's just a basic like dog, cat, house, and stuff. And when I went to, when I was graduating, I thought I have a very good English because I had very good marks, and I was like, I'm so proud. Like, let's go to England now. And I came to England, and so the how is it called? The English what we are learning in school is, for example, hello, how are you? And the answer, correct answer is I'm fine, thank you. And you? But I came
Okay.
here to England, and first of all, when I asked this question, people were been staring at me like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong with you? And then I had the people coming from Scotland and Ireland, and like, hi, you're right.
Yeah.
I was like, right-handed or why are you asking me if I'm all right? Do I look wrong?
Right?
Or
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious because we have some really good friends. And actually the person Giorgio who's helping me with like all the editing and stuff, we had a meeting just this last week, and he that's the first thing he was, you're right. And I was like, why do I look like I'm not all right? So that's so I love that you noticed that too. And we had our friends visit just a couple of months ago, and it was the same thing. You're right. Yeah, why are you asking me if I'm okay? I'm fine. But it's just the way they say, hello, how are you? Right?
And they don't care if you're right.
Just
It's just the
pleasant.
way saying hello. But also I noticed that a lot of people are having a tendency, especially people from Liverpool, they're like, hi love, hi love, I'm not your love bro. It's just saying like, hi, are you okay? And it's just different accents or slangs, I guess. But it's so funny. Honestly, people from England are lovely. The accents and everything, they are just, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous to living here because we were in Edinburgh once and we were lost. We were like, are you the guys talking English? Is it English? Because we had no idea. They are fast. They are so fast. And it's like that. And you don't know. And we're like, yes. So the question wasn't even yes or no, but we were like, okay.
Probably. Yeah. Funny,
That's
we my husband and I, a long time ago, we were living in Arizona and we were driving somewhere, and we stopped at a restaurant, and I heard these people talking, and I looked at him and I was like, oh, what language do you think that is? And he said English, and I was like, there is no way that that is English. And it they were from the Isle of
Isle of Man.
Man or Isle of Wight or something like that. And I remember I just sat there and I listened as hard as I could, and I'm like, I do not pick out one word. And so we went over to introduce ourselves because I don't know, we're weird like that. We're just like, hey, you sound really, really cool. And he would talk to him. And I was like, I was concentrating so hard. And I not and then I'd look at him like, okay, what did they just say? Because I didn't get any of that. So yeah, so I mean, and English is my first language. So I would think that I would be able, and Yeah, it's fascinating how different one language can be. I learned that about Spanish. For you, like in your country, are there different regions where it sounds different?
Yes, we have different regions, but our country is from like it's made from three parts. We have Silesia, Moravia, and Czechia. Czech, just you know, that's the massive part. That's where
Okay.
Prague is, and I'm from the smallest, the Silesia it's called, and I'm living near Polish borders, very near. So Prague is like 9 hours driving from my city where I'm living, where I used to grow up, and yes, we have different slangs, but we kind of understand each other. Like, I mean, of course, we are using for like different words for
Yeah.
different for the same stuff,
Right.
but like this ridiculously different is not.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think also in our country they say that we are learning British English, but it sounds like American because ever since I used to started studying everything about self-development, those people are just from USA, and I understand them more and clearly than
Oh.
people from Britain.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny because I speak Spanish and I speak Spain Spanish, and it's funny, everybody's got an opinion about what that actually is, and it's really funny. I think the people, a lot of people here who come to America and speak Spanish or learn Spanish here in America, it's more of like a Spanglish. So it's like Spanish and English, and in Spain, like you're in country, and so obviously it's just Spanish. Like there's no other anything mixed into it. But yeah, it's fascinating how different, like from one region or one part of the country to the next, that people can sound. It's the same way in America. Like we live in the South now, and there's a lot of y'all and this different sound, where like in the Northeast, it's not like that. And then in the West where I'm from, like it's not like that either. So it's fascinating. Languages are
Yeah,
fascinating.
but it's also because USA is so big. Like it's like
Oh.
literally bigger than Europe. Like one city in US is like our country nearly.
Yeah, well, there's that.
So,
Right. That makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so your big dream then. So right now you're helping you said he's your boyfriend, right? Your boyfriend? Yeah. And so what is, you're helping him in his business, or you're helping, like what is it that you're doing?
Yeah, at the moment I'm just helping him a lot, I can say, because ever since he joined the Josh 40 course, now he's in a part of Josh's program. It's called Limitless Protocol, and yeah, he developed his offer, and he is at the moment in a state of selling it, and he is gathering customers or researching the potential customers. And yeah, I went through everything with him, honestly. Like re to reaching out with people, how to reach out to people is very important. Also, build kind of relationship before you are going to sell them something. And it's actually, to be honest, for me now, I think I'm glad that I stopped doing the stuff what I've been doing, because I had the opportunity to work with Sarah Moses on a book, because she
Oh.
brought me to Dina, and Dina was a person who was putting together 88 authors, and we wrote our chapters, and then we developed a book. So that was back in October last year, and ever since then I just stopped and everything, and I dove deep into Ad with Adam together, because when you are doing something alone, it can be longer, like the success can take longer. So we decided, we just sat down once, and we were like, well, maybe, you know, because Adam is doing it longer than me, that this journey, he's on this journey way longer than me. So we decided to just put our heads together and do it together first, so he can succeed, and then it's my turn, hopefully. But I'm not taking it as something bad, because I'm learning while
Yeah.
he's doing it. So maybe I can have advantage later on how to approach the people, how to talk with the potential customer, and I think I'm developing also my skills about talking and how to reach out to people, because I used to be very bad in communicating with I didn't really know how to spoke to the person, because I used to have just a bunch of friends all the time. And when it came to professional stuff or advanced English, I haven't been, my vocabulary wasn't that good as it is now. When someone is trying to approach me now, I can have a more advanced conversation, let's say this. But before, it just used to be a teenage wording and all this stuff. So yeah, but yeah, so I'm learning a lot, and also it's about, I think, developing your skills, because I didn't figure out my offer, and this was what was missing for me. Because once you have offer, you won. But I didn't know. I was deciding on my offer for 2 months, and then I gave up on it because I was like, maybe I'm not just ready yet.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you skimmed over something like it was no big deal, but you wrote part of a book.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you done that before?
No.
You said it like,
It was so
I
fun.
mean, I, whatever. Talk about that. That's so cool.
Oh yeah, wait, I'll bring.
Do you have it?
Hello. Okay. So
You had it.
it's called I'm So Glad You Left Me.
I'm so glad. I'm writing this down. I mean, I guess I could watch this later too, but I'm so glad you left me. Okay.
It's on Amazon. And basically, it's 88 stories of courage, self-love, and personal growth. So
That's
it's 88
awesome.
people, it's 88
Oh, I'm gonna
women.
do this for you right now. I was gonna clap. That's so awesome. You co-authored a book. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Well, I didn't even actually expected that it's gonna be that big, but it was best-selling a book in some categories in Australia, Canada, and US also. So I was like, all right.
Congratulations, that's so neat.
But yeah, that was because of Sarah Moses. So I'm thanking her also, because that was
Hey,
so
Sarah
cool.
Moses. I actually have it. I did a podcast interview with her, maybe in July. It was a lot of fun. I don't know if you've seen that one. It was super fun.
I haven't seen that one, but she's lovely. Sarah's
She
lovely.
really is. And we have the same name, so
Oh,
it works out. It's good. Well, cool. So tell me, like, how was that process in writing your chapter?
yeah. Horrible. I wanted to
Oh,
give it up. I was
really?
like, I'm not doing it. It sucks. I didn't even know. So first, I think once you figure out the beginning, it's fine. But I had no idea how to start and where to start, because I was writing about mindset I was holding on to for 21 years of my life. That's the mindset of scarcity, and this is how I grew up when I was in our country. So this is how, this is how I felt, and I was trying to write about it. But then trying wasn't. I was like, well, I'm trying, but it's not my brain wasn't braining, or I don't know how to say, like, wasn't working.
Yeah.
So.
It
But
was too
when,
close, maybe.
sorry?
It was too close to like
Yeah.
maybe it was too raw to
Yeah.
write.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. So then, I talked to my mom, and she was like, just write it as you would write it in our language, and then translate it. Because I used to be a very good writer in an essay in the school. I used to love essays, and I was like, okay, so I'm gonna write it in our language first, and then rewrite it. So I wrote it first in our language, and then I was having literally the Google Translator, and because the advanced words, I wanted to have it better wording. Yeah, but I think it ended up very good actually, because I was surprised. Even Dina, the author, she said she's actually surprised that the English is not my first language, because I'm writing really good. And I was like, well, that's probably because of the translator, but the idea was originally from me. Yeah.
That is so cool. What chapter is it? Chapter's first, do you know?
You can actually have it on the
I'm
bundle,
gonna have to
but
go look it up right after this. I'm gonna go get it. It'll be super fun.
I think it's chapter 47, but I'm not sure. Let me have a look. It's under the names, so you can
Oh,
easily
okay.
find it. So basically, it's our name first and then the name of the chapter.
Okay, cool.
And my. That's embarrassing because I haven't seen the book actually ever since the December.
That's okay.
Oh, 47. Yeah, I was
It
right.
is 47.
47.
Okay.
Chapter 47, yeah. But it's a lot of encouragement and self-development and everything there. Like there's life stories from the women, what they've been through, and there is like lots of addictions because the book is called "I'm So Glad You Left Me." So you can talk literally about anything if you've been in a bad relationship or if you went through some addiction. But I haven't been through anything like that because ever since I met Adam, I'm in a relationship with him. So I took it from the different perspective and I wrote about the mindset because I'm so glad that it just left me.
That's really cool because I, by the name of the book, I would have thought it was about relationships. So that's a really cool point to make that like things that we no longer do, that has left us. It's not just in a relationship. But I guess also having said that, like it could be a relationship with mindset, or a relationship with food, or a relationship with
Yes.
whatever thing that we have. That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
That's very awesome. So, how long have you and Adam been together?
7 years now. It's gonna be eighth this year.
It's a long time. Awesome.
Well, yeah. I was 15, 16. I was 16 when I first met him, and 2 months later we just got together because I just fall in love with him.
Oh, I love it. I know. I see. It seems like in every video or any call that we're on together, I see him and then you pop in, or you and then he pops in. Like you're always just kind of together. I think it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, we're, I don't know, our relationship, we are always together. Like 99% of our time, we are together. We are going together even to gym. So we are kind of like best friends and partners and life friends, probably soulmates. I don't
Yeah.
know. I feel very comfortable with him, but I think you have to build this kind of relationship because it never been, it never, well, it haven't been like it is now. I
Yeah.
think now, ever since I started the self-development journey, and he started the entrepreneurial, well, it took me longer to process this kind of because, to be honest, ever since I was listening Myron, I've been introduced to the different type of world. For me, it was something I had no clue it exists. Like Robert Kiyosaki, finance. For me, it was zero knowledge. I didn't know anything. In our country, what we've been taught is, so I don't know, in USA, I think it's working different because if you are a student, you have to take a loan. But in our country, everything is for free until 26, until if you are 26 years, because I think after you have no right to study, then you have to pay for it. I think 26 or 28, I don't want to be wrong now. And so all the basically schools are for free. The primary school, the kindergarten, unless it's like private, okay? But the government's stuff is for free, the schools. Well, the normal one where we used to go probably. And because a lot of people in USA, they are actually we heard that they are homeschooling. We don't have this kind of thing in our country. So we used to go to school and what was the point I wanted to make? Yes, so after school,
Do
after
that too. I'd say, get all these. Where did I go? Bring it back. No, it's all good.
sorry.
Okay.
yeah, so yeah, I wanted to say the difference because we know now that even people here in England, they are taking a loan while they are students to kind of make a living. But in
Yeah.
our country, we are until age of 18, 19, we are living in our parents' house. And we are going just for part-time job to make some money. And after we kind of save enough, we are going away from our parents' house to live in a rented flat. But that's the problem now coming because once you finish studying, now you are no longer part-timer. You have to take over the full-time job, which means now you are allowed or kind of you can take a loan And now you are able to rent a flat or build a house. And this is how our people from our, like most of our people, like very young people, operate. They are taking massive loans after the schools, and they have no idea how much is going to hurt them in the future for their future family, maybe because they are taking loans for the rest of their lives, let's say.
Gotcha. So they're going to be in debt because now they've taken this loan and it's not explained what to do. I think that actually, so I have our youngest child is 13 and he is so interested in finance and money and just how it all works. And it's interesting in talking to him and my other children. We have six children, and they're just like, there's no, yeah. Yes, we have six children, I know. Birthed five and then we adopted a 16-year-old.
If I would have the head, honestly, I'm from three siblings.
Okay.
Just three.
Well, three is a lot. One is a lot. It changes your whole world. So yeah, we have a lot of children. Sorry, I know I threw that out just like you threw out. Yeah, I wrote part of a book. Like, yeah, we just throw those things out there, right? Like it's no big deal. But it's fascinating how they would tell me that like you just don't learn anything about finance, which is so weird, I think. But it's true. I mean, like you have maybe one class in school that's like, oh yeah, by the way, when you're older, like this may happen. And then that's kind of it. But then, you know, people, credit card companies or whatever come at you and they're like, hey, you qualify for all this money. And you're like, oh my gosh, I have so much money. This is so cool. And then you spend it all, you know, this money that you don't even have. And then you're like, oh shoot, now what do I do with this? That's not ideal, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, to be honest, we had a quite embarrassing, not really, I don't know if it's, if I can say embarrassing situation, but we have been last year in May, we took a vacation to Greece. And we just went with the backpack because we went to Crete and we just wanted to travel there. And we went just with the backpack, and Anna was like, on the airport, well, let's rent a car. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea because we're gonna travel. But next time we're gonna go somewhere like that, Greece or I don't know, even maybe Spain. We just want to take the scooter, or because that's much better. But anyway, so we went to the rental that rental station where is the cars, and the woman was like, "Oh, what's your credit card number?" And we're like, "We don't have credit card. Is that necessary?" And she was like, "Yes, everyone's having credit cards, guys." And I was like, "We don't own this kind of thing," and we had to pay extra 20, no, 250 euros because we had to pay with debit card because we just, I was like, so, but we, well, until today we don't own one because I don't even know why, but we just never thought about it, and maybe we never need it because we used to be. The thing is that Adam is older than me, 5 years older, I think, and he used to be taught by his parents that don't take loan, don't take credit, don't is so bad, don't be in debt, everything is so bad, just try to figure out everything on your own financially, and yeah, he took me kinda with this kind of mindset, and we kind of stick with it. But and I don't know if it's good or bad, but sometimes I think when I'm listening all the stories from our co-workers, because we are still in a employment relationship, it's horrendous what kind of people like what people, what kind of debt and how much they have, because it's literally it can be for a lifetime. It just it's not like for a few years and then that's it. And which everything, but every time when we've been listening, we're like, maybe I'm actually glad that I don't have it, because some people, they are not even trying to control themselves. They're like, well, you know, once you have it, you can just go minus $10,000 or 10,000. I was like, okay, but you have to pay it off. Like, you have to pay it back. You know what I mean? And they're like, yeah, but it's fine. That time you are not thinking about it. And I was like, no, that's so wrong.
Yeah, that's it's so interesting all the different things we learn about money, and it's so attached to like so many feelings, you know, because like you were saying, Adam's parents were like, it's so bad, like you feel like yucky, or then others are like, no, it's so good, and then you feel good, and it's fascinating how I heard somebody once, and I don't, and maybe there was a handful of people who were like, it's literally just numbers, like it's just a representation of something, but we have so much like worth or value, like who I am as a person is related directly to the numbers that are in my bank account, you know, or the debt that I have, or the whatever. But it's like it's fascinating how attached we are to that, and how they're
And also, I think ever since I think you have to come to understanding that money is just energy. It's ever since I started to believe in it, and I just kinda, I don't know, because I had always very negative kind of relationship with money. And I think that's because, again, this is the way how we grow up. But ever since I came here to England, I used to spend for so much stuff I didn't need. And then when I started listening Tony and Robert Kiyosaki, that guys, I was like, oh my God, if I would have the money now, what I spent for all these things I didn't need.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Also, I the compound interest, what when you have a loan and people don't even know what it means. It's horrendous. Like, people are just taking money out of bank, and they don't even know what kind of conditions they are signing.
Yeah, that's true.
Horrendous.
It's funny. Whenever we do anything, like if I go to the doctor, there's like a whole bunch of stuff to read. I read it, and I get like people laugh at me. They're like, "What, are you reading the whole thing?" And I was like, "Well, yeah. Am I signing my name to this?" Like, "Oh, well, yeah, but nobody ever reads it." And I was like, "Well, why am I going to sign my name to something I don't even know what I'm signing my name to?" So yeah, that's interesting. A lot of people don't. And it what's fascinating too is I will ask a lot of questions because I want to know what it is I'm doing. And sometimes the questions I ask people are like, "Well, I don't know the answer to that. I haven't had that question.
Okay.
Literally, I'm signing this for you, with you, and you can't answer me." So that's it's interesting. I think we're just supposed to like, "Oh yeah, just sign here," you know, and it almost is like it means nothing. So
Oh
that's
my God.
interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think also you have a different medical insurance and all these kind of things in US also than in Europe, because in our country we are paying it out of from the salary, or you are paying it once you are having a business. You are always paying it monthly. It's just a percentage. I think it's for the entrepreneurs, they are having it higher than employees, but we have the percentage, and it always goes out every month, and that's why we are having, let's say, it for free, the healthcare, but it's not for free because, yeah, everyone is paying it off every month.
Yeah, isn't that true? Like there's like for free is almost a myth, isn't it? Because it always costs something. It costs someone somewhere something, you know, whether it's your time or somewhere down the line somebody donated it, but they donated it because they worked and earned money to be able to pay for the thing that they donated. So it's interesting. Free is really kind of not even a real thing, is it?
No, and my mom used to say that even though you will feel that something is for free, it's never.
Yeah,
Never.
I heard it put this way once, that it's actually can also be called an opportunity cost.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe what are you willing to give up for something else? But there's
Yes.
always some sort of cost. I have another question for you. You said at the very beginning of this that you right now are a sponge, that you're
Yes.
just soaking in and absorbing all of this different information. And you've talked about Myron, is it Goldman? Did you say?
Golden, Myron Golden.
Golden, golden, sorry. Like what would you say is like some of your favorite stuff? Because obviously you started learning things, and like we all do, you know, you kind of are like, "Oh, I really like this." You're like, "Wait, I heard this thing." So you shift a little bit.
That's called a shiny object syndrome.
Well, it can be, but it can also help us to like focus, right? Because then we're
Yes.
like, "Oh, I didn't realize that I could get like really super focused in this thing." But yeah, it can be. It can be like squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. And it feels good because it's like new stimulus to our body. Like, oh, this is something new. I'm excited about it. So
Yeah.
it can be kind of both. So
Yeah.
Maybe my question better put is like, is there a path, because you said warm mindset and you're really soaking things in. Like, what's your favorite thing that you're soaking in right now?
The Ed Milet stuff, because he introduced me. I used to run my day in a like not let's say parts, but by hours, kinda.
Oh,
Like
okay.
for the first 3 hours, I was having a morning routine. Then I switched to the work mode for I don't really want to say the like numbers, but the Ed Milet. He introduced me to the new, for example, about the. Like if it comes to what's the word? More if you want to be performing more, like if you want to have more done in a
Okay.
day, it for
Efficient.
example, I used to work just let's say 4 hours because I used to be distracted a lot by social media. Now not anymore because I realized. But you have to be aware, I think, because I used to say things like, "Oh, I don't have time," but all that I don't have time. When I used to look, where is that I don't have time is? It was in my phone on social media, and the screen time I had like 8 hours, 9 hours. It was horrendous,
That's
and
upsetting, isn't it? When you finally look, you're like, I'm never on my phone. You're like, oh no.
yes, I was surprised and shocked, and also I was kinda addicted to TikTok. That's why I had to delete that app. I don't have it for 2 years now, but yeah, and it comes to the concentration because when I started the entrepreneurial journey, Adam told me read a lot of books first. I couldn't concentrate for more than a minute. Ever since I was holding a book and reading it, after two sentences, I was like, oh. What's new on TikTok? I have to check now. I have to scroll. And then I was like, there's nothing new, actually. I just check now. Then another two sentences. Did someone message me? Oh, no, no one. That's a shame. And I had the feeling still to take the phone, and I had the need. I had the need to take this phone, and that was horrendous. And I was fighting it for 1 year, and it was horrible. I felt like shit, honestly, because I was like, I'm useless. I can't do anything because I can't focus. Yeah, and I
Wow.
fight it for 1 year. And then I finally learn how to live without phone, basically. Because this is the way we used to grow up, our generation. I was born 2001, and I can see it on my brother also that every generation is bringing something. For example, my mom, she used to have different kind of things. I think when she was young, I think the internet was developed, so she didn't really she started let's say with the internet, but I was born and internet was already here. Wi-Fi was here, social media was kind of here, just not the way as it is now. Just like we used to connect through ICQ or Skype or
You're right.
email, yeah,
Yeah.
but not like through TikTok and stuff. And yeah, but Adam told me that TikTok is actually designed this way to keep you just 15 seconds focused, and then that's the psychology behind, and that's who never noticed until you actually are aware.
Yeah, very true. And so you're learning from Ed Millett to get that
Yes.
away.
So he introduced me to the. So basically, he said that while other people think there's 24 hours a day, he's having 3 days in a 1 day, which means he's having a part. It's, for example, from 6 in the morning till 12, I think. That's the part where he's the most productive. And that's the part where is he having like so much work done. Even if it's like personal development, he's including it also there. Then there's a part where it's like from 12 till 6. Till six, that's the part where he's kind of doing things he, for example, didn't finished, haven't finished, or things what he needs to work on, but are less important than things that they are from this time of, you know, that like let's say it's first day, that 6 in the morning till 12, that's first day. Then the second day is from 12 till 6 p.m. That's where is he doing, for example, that less important stuff? And from 6 p.m. till midnight, he's having just a family time and all the things around home and stuff. And when he introduced, because he said that people think that there's 24 hours a day, but Actually, when you are having 6 or 7 or 8 hours of sleep, that's 25 years of your life.
Wow.
And it, like, or something like this, maybe 20. I don't want to be lying now because everyone is having different sleeping schedule, but it's
But still,
literally.
that's a lot. Yeah, that's, yeah. So you don't have 20. That's like, I heard somebody say, yeah, you know, I get 8 hours of sleep because I lay down in bed at 10 and my alarm's set for 6. But that's, I mean, like, how long does it take? Are you on your phone or what are you doing? Like, when do you actually fall asleep? And so if you want 8 hours, for example, then you have to be in bed for like 10 because it takes you a while to fall asleep and then like to wake up and stuff. So yeah, it's interesting. We sort of like over exaggerate the amount of time that we have, don't we? That's really interesting.
And ever since I was introduced to this world, this entrepreneur, because it's so new to me still, I can say everything, and if we're gonna go to that funnel hacking life, I think I'm gonna be blown away, because that mindset and the mentality what people have because they are successful is for me still something what I'm learning. But I also admire, because you have to build it, I think. People are not successful from day to day. You have to build it.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, also about the mindset. But what I wanted to say, I forgot. I forgot. But it was so good. So good.
You were talking about the days, the 3 days in one, and how when you shifted to that, was that what you were asking?
No, not that. We were talking about something, but it's fine. But anyway, if you, that admirer is really that guy. I think, because he built everything also. He used to have, for example, days when he didn't have water at all with her wife when they started, and they had a pool down the apartments, and they used to shower there because they didn't have running water and stuff, which was crazy. Because sometimes I'm like, I think people don't really appreciate what they have at the moment, and maybe that's why when they are trying to succeed, then maybe they are not ready yet, because what they would appreciate then? The money? The energy?
Yeah.
I think you kind of have to be ready to be successful.
Yeah.
I think you have to not build it, but there's some steps you have to take in
Yeah.
order to, because honestly, that's why people, for example, in our country, when they had the scratch card, the scratch card, and they won like 1 million pounds.
Yeah.
That's why they lose it so quickly, because they don't know how
Yeah.
to manage the money. They just have it, and they are like, oh, now I'm a millionaire. But the millionaire in 1 month is becoming the same broke person as they used to be before, because they don't know how to manage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've heard that really money is just a magnifier. You know, if you're good, then you're really good. If you're, you know, bad with money, then you're really bad with money. Now you just have more of it. So yeah, that's very interesting. Wow, I think we've covered like everything.
Yeah, we
We've
covered a
talked
lot.
about everything. I love it. That's so cool. I hadn't heard of Ed Millett, so I wrote that down. I'm excited to go check him out. One of my sisters actually has told me before, she's like, oh my gosh, you have like more hours than anyone in the day. And I was like, that's awesome. So I'm excited to see what he has to say. But I do notice the same thing. Like sometimes I get super distracted with my phone. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'll put it on do not disturb. So you don't even, I don't know if you know this, maybe do, but at least on an Apple, you won't even get like notifications. You know how there's like all those little like numbers all over the place that you're like, I gotta clear them out. When you put it on do not disturb, there's nothing. So you don't see if texts are coming through, you don't see any of that stuff, which is nice because then you don't feel constantly pulled back to it. But we do, we're so addicted, aren't we? I mean, that's how we communicate and there's some necessity to it, but also it's everything. It's almost like there's too much information. So we can always look something up and go down like a new rabbit hole for sure.
And Adam have been studying this, the social media, the psychology behind, and he said, they are tracking everything what you are clicking on. Ever since you click on an ad, for example, if you like some dress or something, it's gonna be more. It's going to bring up more. I was like, no, it's not true. And then I started noticing. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it really is. It's really brilliant. You know, I mean, like there are some things that are really good about it. I mean, ultimately, that's I think probably why you and I connected even at all is because apparently we clicked on the same ad at some point in some space and time and showed up at the same place. So there are things I'm really grateful for. But yeah, we absolutely have to monitor ourselves and be careful.
Yeah,
Thank
that's
you
cool.
so much for coming today. This has been so fun getting to know you. And I was actually thinking a handful of times. So my husband and I have been married for 25 years. It'd be fun to have both you and Adam on. Like I know you're not married for 25 years, but you're together for 8, and it would be fun just to, I don't know, to sit down and have a conversation with you too, because we do everything. I mean, like we're together all the time as well, even after 6 kids and 25 years, we still like each other. So that would be
Wow.
fun to have a.
That's cool because my mom and my dad they broke up, they got divorced, so but they have very I think sometimes it's maybe better, but I never been thinking this way before. I was like, that's bad, they broke up, what am I doing now, what am I going to do, I don't have parents, I have to have 2 Christmas and stuff. But then I realized that the time, the precious time I have with my mom and my dad, even though they are separated, is the best. Because they have nice relationship, we have a nice relationship together. Sometimes they don't have a problem to go with co for coffee with each other. I have a sister that's from the same father, and we are just having lovely. Like sometimes, even though they split up, it's the best for them and for the
Yeah.
kids. How they affected by the kids when they are working out to be the best, even for the kids. That's still good. And I think it's a lot of how the parent will take it, because they have to be responsible. Mom and dad, both of them. It can't be just work from one side and then doing nothing on the other side. They have to work it out together. Yeah. But Adam's parents, they are together still. They are like already also 20 years. So, yeah.
Good. So you've got both a good relationship with everybody. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, we should literally do some coffee masterclass or coffee chat or something like this, just to, no masterclass, not masterclass, chat, coffee chat.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be awesome.
Thank you.
Well,
Thank you for having me.
thank you for coming. I love it. Tell Adam thank you for setting you up with technology. That's what my husband did, got all set up so that hopefully, it looks good and sounds good. Although I'm kind of fighting the sun here. I'm dancing with a stream of light, but I mean, whatever. I like the sun in my eyes. I think it's good. So, all right. Well, Sabina, I will look forward to seeing you soon. Hopefully, I mean, maybe across the screen, a screen, maybe at some point in real life. That would be super fun. I'd love
Thank
it.
you. Thank you
So,
so much. Thank you for
you're
having me.
welcome. Thank you so much for coming in. And I like to close and say, remember, I'm walking with you. Sabina and I are both walking with you. We've been through hard stuff too, like you have, and we know you're stronger than you think. So, have an awesome, awesome day.